So I know that they must get an awful lot of bugs because.
Good range.
Huh?
Did you ever have oysters on special occasions?
No. Oh yes, we get if Dad happened to be at town at a special time, he'd bring home just the canned oysters.
Uh-huh.
And after the country began to settle up, they'd have oyster suppers. And but
you mentioned going fishing. You went to the dam. What did you use for bait?
Oh, grub worms mostly. These old grub worms. And sometimes grasshoppers, but there were so many fish in that dam that they'd bite at anything. I remember one time throwing you'd get out of fish hooks and it would be 2 or 3 months maybe before you'd have a chance to get any more. Well, we didn't have a fish hook on the place. And the little old perch was just thick at the top of the ground, and a bug hit the water, there'd be a dozen after him. So. I bent a pin and put a hackberry on it. There was a little old hackberry grove. And so help me, I caught a little old sunfish about that long. I never was more proud of the biggest fish I ever caught, as I was. Oh, my.
Little fish for bait?
Yes, a lot of times, little minnows. But now, I thought when I saw first live man to put on a hook, but that was about the cruel thing I ever saw in my life. We never did put a live one on, but we'd catch maybe a little sunfish and we'd cut him up in little pieces and use him for bait. And I caught a lot of fish that way.
Were those insects, they were fish like things that had their legs on the side, tail out in front, and they'd swim backwards?
Oh, tadpoles?
No. I was thinking these, I think, are sort of orange. You can use them for bait. Crawfish? Crawdads?
Oh, crawdads. Yes, my goodness, yes. That was the scourge of the dad's life.
Huh.
They'd bore holes through the dam, you know, where he had the.
Oh.
It was just an earthen dam. And they'd go through that and start that water well. First thing you know, it'd wash out the dam. Big hole there. And he'd go along, and if you'd see a muddy water along there, well, you could be pretty sure there was crawfish in there.
Uh-huh.
And he'd reach in and grab him and bring him out and kill him.
Well,
their tails are good, too.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
I heard they're delicious.
They are good. We used to take a skillet and go down and catch a batch of crawdads and fry them out. We ate out about as much as we did in the house in the summertime when Dad was gone.
What did you call those bugs? Maybe that long, green or blue, and you'd find them around the water. They'd land on the end of your fishing pole.
Those with wings.
Wings.
We used to call them snake feeders.
Uh-huh. They're funny little bugs.
Yes, they are.
Do they eat mosquitoes?
Do they eat mosquitoes?
Oh boy, they'll pick them right out of the air.
For the mercy's sake alive. I killed many of one.
And there?
Well, I didn't know that.
I didn't either until I saw them doing it. But the mosquitoes were just thick, and they'd swarm around, and these things would start coming in, and they were just so maneuverable, they'd pick them right out of the air.
Well, for them, I didn't know that. There used to be a world of them around the dam. Just a world of them.
I guess they eat not only mosquitoes, but others. One name for that, I don't think it's common here, is mosquito hawk.
Mosquito what?
Mosquito hawk. Or snake feeder.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be playing.
Did you have those hard-shelled things in the dam swim around?
You mean turtles?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Big old turtles.
Did your dad ever call those cooters?
No, not that.